Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. I would like to give you a story today, not exactly a parable. It's a cute story. It's an unbelievable one. It's a fantasy just for you. The moral of the story, or at least the title, is you don't know what you don't know. And it has to do with perception of what you don't know. I want to take you to a gathering that has never existed. Again, a fantasy complete. Almost perhaps a children's story. I want to take you to insect heaven. A place that does not exist and never will. However, in this fantasy, you have a place where insects go, and they are there all together, and they're enjoying themselves. You might even say they're sitting there in their little rocking chairs, and they're talking about their lives. Now, this particular group of insects, in this particular layer of insect heaven, all came from the same park. So they have a lot in common, or at least that's what they thought. And this particular park that they lived in was a park in New York City. It was in the middle. Some know of what I speak. And they all came from that identical park. And they're sitting there reminiscing about their lives. And they say, well, tell us about your life. And the one says, well, you know, our lifespan, we're not really sure how long or how short compared to others, but we all lived about the same age, about the same number of days. But I'll always remember that park, that Central Park. It was the coldest thing I have ever imagined. I cannot believe that I came in to a place as cold as this. It was very difficult to find food. Now, if there are any entomologists listening, stop, because this is a fantasy. And so the insect was saying, I am so glad that I don't have to go back to that place. Perhaps when I do another lifetime, I'll go to another, but not that park, because it was just so cold. And another insect comes forward and says, well, you know, Hank, were you on another planet? I came from the same park. It was glorious. I want to tell you, there were leaves on all the trees. I was listening to your story. You said there were no leaves on any of the trees. And Hank said, that's right. It was cold. It was bitter. There was no leaves. There was nothing to eat. He said, I found everything perfect. It was the best place. I was so happy with my life in that park. Wow, all that greenery and the grass was wonderful. The sun was out. There was no wind. There was no cold. What's going on here? How could you have come from that? Is that your perception? Surely that we're not that different. We're the same insect species. We buzz the same. Another insect comes forward and says, I don't know what you're talking about. You must have been on another planet. My whole lifetime, it was so hot. It was really, really hot. I mean, I am so glad that I didn't have to stay there. I think this is much better than being down there in that park. Wow. It was just blazing, and the humidity was so great. It was so tough to even exist. It was so warm there. Still another insect comes forward and says, I don't know what you all are talking about. I am also from Central Park. And I will tell you that all my life, all I saw was rain. It just rained and rained and rained. You couldn't even get from one place to another. Not even, you know, kind of talking about finding food. You couldn't fly. You couldn't do anything. And then they said, I wonder what is going on here. We all came from the same place. We need some wisdom. Who could we talk to up here in this insect heaven who we know, would have an explanation. Could we really have had a perception that was that different? And one said, we need to go find Queen Tee. And the other said, Queen Tee, wow, will she even speak to us? Is Queen Tee even here? We heard that Queen Tee could live forever. And they said, no, there is a lifespan to Queen Tee, but Queen Tee lived a very, very long time. She's seen a great deal of things. She's our shaman, you know, Queen Tee. And so they all, the ones with different stories, they went to visit Queen Tee. Indeed, she was there, big queen in all her glory. How long did you live, Queen Tee? And the queen said, up to 200 times your lifespan, dear ones, she said. And they said, how is it that we could have such different perspectives on where we were put for our life as insects on the earth? And she laughed and she said, what you don't know is that each one of you was born, existed, and died in one cycle of many. She looked at the one who was freezing and she said, you were born in the winter. And others, she went through the seasons and the summer and the fall. All of these things, of the seasons of the planet, and she spoke about them. And she said, if you talk to some others, they were born on the cusp of the change, and they'll have a total different experience. Those who were in the spring, a total different experience. But because you only lived a little while, your perception of what was happening around you, of the survivability of your own species, all of these things was all tempered by the season that you were in. And they said, that's remarkable. It was the same place with so many changes, with so many seasons. And she said, yes. Now let's turn to the wisdom of Queen Tee for a moment, because she has something to tell you in this fun little fantasy, in this little parable about the insects in heaven. Queen Tee wants to turn to you and say, dear human being, you are in a cycle. You are in the beginning of a cycle. Even Kryon has called it the winter of spirituality. You have never experienced anything but the energy you were born in. Humanity in general has all been in one cycle all of their lives. And now you start another. And the cycle that is coming is so different than the cycle you have been in that many of you won't recognize what's coming and even be afraid because you see it so different. The cycle even involves the weather. A cycle which has happened before on the planet that you never saw. So you fear it, not understanding that if you went back to the ice cores, if you took a look at what has happened before you, you'd see where it's going and why and what it's doing. But you really haven't had the wisdom even to do that. All you've done is to blame yourselves and say, I'm afraid. A cycle of consciousness is coming that you didn't expect. The cycle of consciousness will be far different than the one that you were born in. So many of you won't know even how to work it, how to use it. A cycle of awakening is coming that you've never seen before as humanity. And the cycle of awakening will give you knowledge and abilities that you've never even thought you could have. Even though those before you, who you called shamanic, showed you what you could do as a human being, you didn't believe it. You just figured that they were special and that you would never be able to do what they were doing. This is a cycle. You might say you're coming into the spring, the beauty of a time that was difficult for you, that winter of spirituality, coming into a place that is going to be so much more benevolent and comfortable when it comes to spiritual things. For those who are afraid, they will stay afraid because they will not let them think out of that box of dimensionality that they have been in for so long. So if I say you don't know what you don't know, this is, again, the reason for this particular message. So Queen T could talk to you in all of her glory and all of her shamanicness in this fantasy, in this story. The advice she would give you is don't be afraid of what you don't know. Because for you, human being, what is next can start to show how magnificent you really are. Coming from Queen T. So that's the end of the little parable. But it's the beginning of great wisdom. We're going to do a healing meditation very soon. It's coming. Very soon. And when we do, I want you to remember this. You don't know what you don't know. Truly, there are things coming for you if you'll accept them. And so it is.